the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Driscoll Sports Illustrated joins us. You've heard him on the show many times in the past. We'll talk some Notre Dame here. And Brian, let's begin. We all thought, at least I did, that Jamarcus Shepherd, Purdue, who recruits the 615 a lot, they get players out of here, Purdue does, regularly, that would be who Notre Dame would end up with, choose to be the wide receiver coach. But that apparently is not the case, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like... You know, they interviewed Jamarcus Shepherd on Tuesday. Things went really well from what my sources said, and it looked like that's the direction Notre Dame was going. And then they brought in Chancey Stuckey. And, you know, I think the delay, Notre Dame wanted to make sure that they got everybody interviewed. And from what I was told talking to people last night, is by the end of Chancey Stuckey's interview yesterday, that they just felt that he'd blown him away and he was really a perfect fit, and they felt that that was the direction that they wanted to go. So it was quite a surprise, but... You know, that's the guy Notre Dame wanted. And there's a connection. Chancey Stuckey played for John McNulty with the Arizona Cardinals. John McNulty's Notre Dame's current tight ends coach, but he was the receivers coach for the Arizona Cardinals back in 2011 when Chancey Stuckey was one of his receivers. So, yeah, I think that's kind of where that connection began. And, you know, Coach Stuckey did a great job of convincing him that despite his lack of resume, that he was the guy that could do a great job, you know, coaching up the Notre Dame receivers.
Is the only coaching question that's left what they decide to do with defensive coordinator?
It is right now. Coach Freeman has kind of zeroed in on a guy that he wants. You know, our sources tell us that John Heacock from Iowa State is the guy that he is kind of zeroed in on right now. But, you know, obviously Coach Heacock is at a pretty good place right now with Matt Campbell, a guy he's been with for quite a while. He was actually the D coordinator for Matt Campbell at Toledo as well. So there's a very close bond there. So it's not going to be an easy convince, but right now that's a guy that I believe he is zeroing in on and trying to make that one happen. But that would be the final hire that he's got to make.
But what you're saying is he's definitely going to hire from outside to fill that coordinator spot.
Yeah. Right now all the candidates that are being considered are outside candidates.
When you pop in the tape of Northwestern transfer Brandon Joseph, if you could give us a comp, if that's a fair question, but what do you see in him and what does he add to the secondary?
Well, number one, he adds what I think a guy that can make plays. You know, I think that's something that we're not seeing from the safety position after Kyle Hamilton went down. A guy that can, you know, make that big play, that whether it be a big stop in the alley in the run game or the quick game, whether it be a guy that can, you know, get his hands on the football, a guy that shows excellent route awareness, a guy that, you know, 2 years at Northwestern, and really, when I say 2 years, it was like 19 games, because they didn't play a full season, obviously, in 2000, or 21 games. They didn't play a full season in 2020, obviously. Had 9 interceptions, you know, was a consensus All-American, smooth athlete, really smart player, which you kind of expect the guy from Northwestern. Not an elite athlete, but a good athlete. And a guy that brings just playmaking ability and to the secondary. And, you know, we saw in the Fiesta Bowl that, you know, without Kyle Hamilton, when you played a top team, you needed somebody to be able to step up and make a play. And for the Notre Dame defense in the second half, nobody could do that. He's the kind of guy that has the ability to do that.
Brian Driscoll with us. Sports Illustrated covers Notre Dame, does, as you can tell, a very, very good job. Is there any other anticipated possibility for Notre Dame and the transfer portal?
Yeah, they're going to get a kid today. I can't mention who that's going to be. They're going to get a kid today around 10 a.m. Eastern time. There's some guys they're going after. The problem for Notre Dame is the undergrad transfer portal is not going to necessarily be great to them, because the way it is right now, it's very hard for credits to transfer into Notre Dame as an undergrad, which makes it a little bit challenging. So, you know, until Notre Dame kind of alters their admissions process from an undergraduate standpoint, it's going to be difficult. I mean, they were able to get Brandon Joseph in because he went to Northwestern.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's going to be those kind of guys right now. I mean, if you see a guy that's in the transfer portal from Stanford or Vanderbilt or Duke right now, then that's a guy that maybe has a chance to get in Notre Dame. But until they make some alterations, because I think this undergrad transfer portal thing, Bill, kind of, it happened so fast that Notre Dame just hasn't had time to really react to it. I believe that they will adjust and alter. It's just not something they're going to do overnight, which honestly they shouldn't. They need to take their time with it and make sure that whatever policy they come up with is the right one for Notre Dame, and make sure that they're bringing in kids that have a chance to be successful at Notre Dame on and off the field.
All right. Brian Driscoll with us. Pretty much everybody who had a decision to make, whether or not to transfer or jump in the draft, is coming back, but Kevin Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Jarrett Patterson obviously was iffy. He has announced he's coming back. What does that do to the guard positions with him back?
Well, I think it solidifies it. You know, I mean, you're going to have a battle, in my opinion, at both guard spots this spring and summer. And, you know, I think you having a guy in the middle of the line that can, you know, make sure everybody knows where they're going is going to be important. And look, I expect Josh Lugg, who started at right tackle in 2021, to slide inside the guard. He's coming back for a sixth year. But, you know, look, Notre Dame knows they found their tackles of the future in the Fiesta Bowl with Blake Fisher and Joe Walt. So I think that'll help solidify that as well. But I think when you're trying to have a ballot guard and you've got a center that you're also breaking in as a starter, new starter, it can make things a little bit challenging on the inside. Jared, I think, gives them that veteran presence. But I think the other thing, too, is having a veteran presence like that played with so many of the former Harry Hiestand players like Robert Hainsey and Tommy Kramer and Aaron Banks and Lee Meichenberg, you know, gives those younger guys someone that can kind of help prepare them for what to expect from Coach Hiestand. You know, he's a different kind of coach, a little bit of a louder coach than Jeff Gwynn, and I think that's where the veteran presence could really help the most.
All right. I haven't gone back and watched each play of the Fiesta Bowl again, but when they were substituting up front on the D-line, I didn't see Riley Mills. Did I miss something, or what was going on there?
Yeah, he played. He played okay. The game, but they were just getting rid of the ball so quickly in the second half that it was a huge credit to Oklahoma State's offensive staff. I mean, they could not block Notre Dame's defensive line in the first half, which most teams couldn't. And so in the second half, they mixed up Max Prose, they moved the pocket, they got rid of the ball quickly. They ran some RPOs to the quarterback draw where he would just kind of drop back, and if nothing came open, he would try to find a running lane to get through against the four-man pressures. And you know, they just really kind of neutralized that pass rush, and so we didn't see a lot of those guys making plays until Foskey's forced fumble in the game. But, you know, look, they're very happy with Riley Mills and excited about his future, and I expect him to be, to this offseason, our anticipation talking to sources, that they're going to actually move him out to the big end position where Myron Tagovailoa-Mosa played this past year, and because they've got to get him on the field more, and you're not going to take Jason Adamiola off the field. I mean, he was outstanding this year. So he played some big end against Virginia when Myron Tagovailoa-Mosa was out with the flu, and he did a great job. And they really like what he brought to the table. So I think you're going to see a lot more of Riley Mills next year as well.
Of this incoming class of 22 for the Fighting Irish, which newcomers can either play early due to just it's open or fill in, let's say, depth-wise?
I think on offense, the guy that I look at is Tobias Merriweather. You know, I think that number one, the lack of depth at receiver, the loss of Kevin Austin, which you mentioned, and the fact that he's really good should give him an opportunity to play right away. I think defensively, the entire linebacker class. You know, Notre Dame signed, in my opinion, the best linebacker class in the country. I think those guys will have a chance to play. But a guy that I think is an early enrollee that's going to have a really good chance to get on the field, partly because of just an unproven position group, is going to be Jaden Mickey, a cornerback from Centennial High School out in L.A. You know, plays against great competition, really feisty kid, you know, really competitive kid, really athletic. He reminds me a lot of Julian Love, but maybe a little bit faster coming out of high school. And I think he's going to be a kid that's going to be able to fight his way into a role as a true freshman.
Brian Driscoll, Sports Illustrated, covers Notre Dame. Check out his podcast. Check out all his content when you go to his site. And, Brian, so just to tease everybody, at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, is that what you said? There should be an announcement.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds good, man. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
There he is, Mr. Brian Driscoll. Covers the Irish, and he's a former college coach. He knows the game. He knows the topic. He's got his PhD. Oh, Danny from Brunswick has responded to Jim from Jupiter's question. And the question was, in Brunswick, Georgia, is Willie's Weenie Wagon still open? And the answer is yes for Jim and Jupiter. So, Jim, I don't know when the next time you'll be in Brunswick, St. Simons, beautiful area, but it's still there waiting on you if you want to go grab a bite at Willie's Weenie Wagon. This audience is incredible. I mean, I got to admit, I can throw something just completely needle in a haystack out there, and somebody in the audience will have a in-depth answer about it. Bill, this is where that came from. It's amazing. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, why don't you do a remote from St. Simons? I'll bring a bottle of Pappy. He says St. Simons, Jekyll Island, and Sea Island are the most beautiful places in the South. Great golf courses there, too. Yeah, Tom in Myrtle Beach is also a big golf aficionado. So he knows his courses quite well. We are clear with our guesting the rest of the way. Just pulled it up. And Danny up in New York City yesterday is the one that said, Bill, you can go back now and turn on Bloomberg. Because remember, I noted months ago that Bloomberg was not working anymore. I don't know what was going on. He said there was some kind of negotiation. But anyways, Dow is up about $1.28 right now. In case you're playing around in the market today. Folks, if you know what you're doing, there's a lot of cash playing around in this market. There's a lot of cash. You just better know what you're doing. And most people don't. That's the catch. Most people do not. Okay. Let's get that break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at two cars up against the wall in a terrible spot on 24 westbound in Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic now coming out of Rutherford County, trying to get into Davidson County. Again, they're up against the wall there on 24 westbound in Hickory Hollow Parkway. Just watch for them. Still trying to finish up the paperwork on that wreck 600 block of Bell Road. Earlier this morning, a pedestrian was hit there at Demumbrium and 13th. They just now got that back open after about 6 hours. PensacolaBeach.com has everything under the sun to help you plan out your next getaway. Log on today, PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny, high near 28. Mostly clear tonight, low around 17. Sunny tomorrow, high near 46. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms, low around 42. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Bill Bender from the Sporting News did an article where he ranks the top September coming up in the 22 playing portion of the season, college football meetings, matchups. Again, September. This is not the entire year. This is September. Number one, he's got Notre Dame at Ohio State. That's September 3rd. Marcus Freeman, not really his debut. The debut was the Fiesta Bowl, but Marcus Freeman plays his alma mater, and Notre Dame's got to try and deal with C.J. Stroud, a stud running back, stud receivers, a defense that they hope gets better with new leadership. Going to be interesting. So he's got Notre Dame at Ohio State. Notre Dame in the shoe. Number one. Number two, he's got that same September 3rd in Atlanta for the Chick-fil-A kickoff game. It's Oregon against the Georgia Bulldogs. You ever heard of Georgia? They just won a game Monday night, in case you're wondering. And Dan Lanning will play or coach his first game for Oregon against the Georgia Bulldogs. Former defensive coordinator for the Georgia Bulldogs. So he's got that game, number two, in Atlanta, the Oregon-Georgia game. Number three, Alabama, and this is the next Saturday, at Sark. Nikki goes to Sark. He's got that game in the three slot. Number four, Florida State-LSU. That game is in New Orleans. How about that? Number five, Penn State at Auburn. And remember, Auburn was at Penn State in 21. Penn State goes to Jordan Hare on September 17th. I'm not sure what we're getting in either team coming up this year. Obviously, Penn State's recruiting better. Oklahoma and Nebraska. Man, oh man, is that one of the big games that we have lost through the years? Now, it's not so big because Nebraska isn't proven their worth over the last almost 20 years now. But that used to be such a game. I remember, again, Thanksgiving, what year was that, 71-ish? I always forget. Incredible. Thanksgiving, sitting there at the kiddie table watching that game. Number 7, Utah at Florida. That's September 3rd. Number 8, Tennessee at Pitt. Remember, Pitt beat Tennessee 41-34. Scored 27 points, Pitt did, in the second quarter in Rocky Top. That was a game where Tennessee could have won that game. And the quarterback for Southern Cal will be, you're thinking, Keaton Slovis, who transferred. Now, you know, the interesting secret there with Keaton Slovis, his girlfriend. I think, is it soccer or volleyball at Pitt? Keaton had other reasons to select Pitt. Other than Pitt is now your defending ACC football champion. Who else do we have in there? Miami and A&M. That's the 17th. So Mario Cristobal against Jimbo. And he's got Cincinnati and Arkansas in there, too. That's September 3rd. Pretty interesting. So there you go. That was List Radio, everybody. How'd you like that? The host of the show, who does not like List Radio, just presented a list to you. I just wanted you to hear some of the games in case you hadn't tuned in to what's coming up here. We got a long way to go to get to these games and talk about them and all that. So that's not what I'm trying to do, but just thought I would throw a few of those out at you this morning. All right, let me get a call. We go to Georgia and check in with Wayman. Wayman, what's up?
Good morning, sir. How you doing this morning?
We are well. Hope you are, too.
Yeah, doing good. Doing good. Just want to let you know I got my room reserved yesterday, so I'll be at commitments.
Oh, very good. Yeah, looking forward to that. Everybody's looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, got my buddy Larry, the one that came with me when we met you in Atlanta the first time.
Yes, sir. I remember him.
Yeah, he's coming up. So
good. Yeah, good to hear.
Both be up there and try to be good boys while we're up there.
I think you will be.
Yeah. So just want to call in and let you know that. So everything's been good all morning. So just keep it up.
How you feeling? How you doing, health wise?
I'm doing okay. Had a little minor surgery on my neck yesterday, had a little cyst taken off, but other than that, and my legs from my knees down are still swollen. I'm having to wear. It's a funny story. They put me in compression socks.
Yeah.
And man, it was the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life was trying to put those suckers on yesterday.
Wow. Wow.
It's been a funny video if you'd have watched it. Somebody been taking it.
All right, brother. Well, I know I'll talk to you before then, but we look forward to seeing you, man.
Yes, sir. See you later.
Wayman, appreciate it. For those of you, you probably remember his story, but Wayman, back in the fall, got COVID. Wayman is blind. He has diabetes, and he lives alone. And we've known Wayman, as you folks all know, for many years. Wayman and my wife, I think, talk on the phone probably every day. So a very close friend of the shows for you guys, gals, and also a personal close friend of ours, too. And we were worried. And it got to the point where his oxygen levels were down. He was in the hospital. And from just what all you hear about the virus, he did not sound like a good candidate to beat it. And he beat it. A flat-out kicked its a double dollar sign. And it was just a wonderful story. Just a beautiful story. So, and he's back home. He's been back home for a while. And we will see him at commitments. Looking forward to that. Will down in Alabama talking about people in the audience. He says, Bill, that's how you determine how good, or G-word, great your show is, when you can throw out a topic like Stetson Bennett chugging some pappy after the game, and then somebody sends me a message and tells me where that bottle came from. Because pappies is not something, you can't go to your liquor store and say, I'm going to grab me a bottle of pappies. Which aisle is the pappies on? That's not something you can do. It's very hard to come by. And this one is the 23-year-old bottle that you can probably get, if you could just get it for fair retail, for about $300, but you can't get it that way. And once it hits the secondary market, it's going to cost you $6,000 plus. And you're going to say, Bill, why would anybody? Well, good question, but you would be surprised how many people, I mean, there are tons of people out there who covet those rare bourbons like that, that cost $5,000-$6,000 or more, and will pay it in a second just to have it presenting at their bar, at their house. That's what I would do. If I had a bottle of Pappy's, which I don't, and let's say I'm having a get-together, you know, you're having some friends over, a little party at your house, I'd make sure that Pappy's is right out there. Say, hey folks, not that I'm pointing this out, but what's that bottle right there? Yeah, I paid for that one. That's what I would do. I wouldn't crack it open. No, I definitely wouldn't do that. Shannon, up in South Bend, and I hope you did get to check Brian Driscoll out. Brian Driscoll, a little teaser there, at 9 Central, meaning about 30 minutes from now, he said there will be some sort of an announcement about a transfer portal incoming for Notre Dame. Little teaser there. You know what? I haven't thought about it enough. Obviously, I thought Brandon Joseph was a possibility for them, which they got. But this one, I don't know. If that one's leaked out, I haven't seen it. But Shannon, up in South Bend with he and his family. If you don't know Shannon's story, he's from down there where Jim's at, in the West Palm Jupiter area, and grew up there and went to school in South Bend at Notre Dame, and never, other than just visiting, never came back. Never came back. Bill, proof that no one thought Georgia was winning the Natty on Monday night. Whoever was handing out the championship hats probably got fired after the celebration. And it was one of the Georgia, I don't know which player is that, anyways, wearing a hat that says National Champs. It has a big A on it. Now, it doesn't have crimson on it, but it has a big A on it. I did not see that. I had not seen that before. So you think somebody probably got fired out of that, right? Plain Kiffin. Bill, who had your favorite way too early top 25? Every writer is required by law to write one. Yeah, I know. Now, I'll give Bill Bender, now that wasn't a top 25, that was a best games in September list, but he didn't say way too early. Give him credit for that. Plain Kiffin. That's the name, Plain Kiffin. Will down in Athens, AL. Bill, excited to find out who the next national champion, that no one said that they could do it, would be. Well, first of all, yeah, there aren't a big myth that the media tries to sell everybody, and they've been trying this for decades, is that anybody could win it. And no, anybody. There's about 4 to 5 teams. This year, there were 2 teams that could win it. Okay, we didn't even have 5 teams that could win a national championship. We had 2 teams this year that could win it, and they played for it. Either team could have won the national championship. And Georgia did. Some years there might be 4 or 5. This year there were 2. And when they expand, which they are going to expand, it's just not going to happen apparently as fast as we thought it would, because it was on a fast track to be in place probably within the next 2 years. It's probably not happening now because of pettiness and the alarms that the Oklahoma-Texas news set off this past summer slowed all that down just because pettiness. But when they do expand, it's not going to make it better for everybody else. Now, some of the teams that would never get in will get in, yes, but it's not going to make it to where we have more variety in our champions. That is not happening, y'all. That does not change it at all. But for whatever reason, they think they can sell that to the public. If you are listening and you are Joe Public, do not buy into that. It's a big lie. This is about revenue streams, more of them. And like I've told you, there's nothing wrong with that at all. It's just not being presented, truthfully. That is the problem with it. The way it's being presented is, and the Bill, I'll tell you what, I think about Bill Hancock about like I think about Fauci. Just a big snake, right? I mean, I wouldn't trust either one of them. That Hancock guy, when he speaks, whether it was towards the end of the BCS or now the playoff era, is totally irrelevant. I was watching that one day about 2 years ago where Hancock was on the Feinbaum show, and Feinbaum ripped him, man. I mean, literally undressed him in front of everybody. It was about transparency or something. He couldn't get Hancock to answer a question. I don't even remember what the question was. And just ripped into him, man. Usually I don't really care what, if Feinbaum's ripping into a dude or not. But in this case, it was just wonderful. By the way, the Dow was up about $1.30. As we are underway. 614 Rob up in Ohio. Speaking of Pappy. Bill, after a couple of swigs, most folks couldn't tell you the difference between Pappy or Poopy bourbons. Is it okay to say that? I think it is. I don't think there is one that's called whatever you just tweeted. There is one called Pappy's, though. Let me just put it this way, Rob. If you're going to have a get-together at your house, you and the wife are going to have some friends over, and you're all sitting there mingling at the bar, at your bar at your house, and you got a bottle of Pappy sitting up there, you're strong. It's a status thing, man. Yeah, having a bottle of Pappy sitting up there where everybody can kind of see you got that bottle, you probably paid $6,000 for a bottle. That you're right, after about 2-3 sips, probably wouldn't know the difference between that and Schlitz malt liquor. Hey, that bottle of Pappy's, I really didn't mean for you folks to see it. It's not up there for display. I just have to have a bottle that I paid, actually for this bottle, I paid $10,000 for. Yeah, I paid a little more for this one, but I didn't mean for you to see it. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. Good show so far. And Pappy's got intertwined during the show, too, which I did not plan on doing. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now on 24 as we check it out live here at Briley Parkway. All that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro still holding up right now as far as interstate accidents. Sure, we've seen a couple of fender benders in the last 10, 15 minutes. 600 block of Bell Row, that should be out of there in a few more minutes. Hey, PensacolaBeach.com has everything under the sun to help you plan out your next getaway. Check it out online today at PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
A true legend, Billy White Shoes Johnson, painted your shoes white on a dare and it just stuck?
Yeah, it did. It makes you feel a lot better than wearing them old black shoes. And it was just a matter of fun.
Tell him, Billy, look good, feel good, play good, right?
All the time.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Here's a really good question, and I've got a very good answer for it. Noah Kev up in Chicago. Bill, who is the team that takes Georgia's spot now that has not won a natty in X amount of years and have had lots of talent but hadn't won one? Who jumps in now and becomes the Georgia? The answer is there isn't one. There isn't one. Because if you're going to include has had plenty of talent through the years to win it, that eliminates everybody else in that category. Because you have to have not won a natty in a long time. You have to have had plenty of talent through the years to have won certainly more than one in the last 41 years. There's not another school like that. Now, you could say Michigan last won it in 97. So that would be over 20 years, 23, 24 years. But Michigan does not have Georgia talent through the years. And they're not going to recruit as good. Now, they recruit good. The team this year was a very good team. But they're not going to have Georgia level year-to-year-out players. That wouldn't be somebody might bring that one up. Now somebody might bring up A&M, but A&M really doesn't even have a history like that. So you can't even throw them in the conversation. Now you could bring up they're building a roster. They might well do it here at some point. But they don't really fall into that Georgia stereotype. So the answer is there isn't one. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, don't short. And he doesn't say Tesla. He says Pappy's. So let me give you a good example. I always tell everybody, do not short Tesla. Pappy's, let's say you do go into a liquor store and some miracle occurs and there's a bottle there for retail for like $2.99. Which, folks, if you ever go in a liquor store, just trust me on this, and you see a bottle for $2.99, you got to buy it. I don't care if you want it or not. You got to buy it. Just do it. Trust me. And if you don't have a bar at your house, just put it next to the milk. I don't care where you put it. Put it next to the peanut butter. But you want that bad boy somewhere in your house. Of course, it's never going to happen where you're going to walk in and retail is going to be sitting there with a bottle of Pappy's. That's you got a better chance of walking in your liquor store and there being a albino unicorn for sale in there, a real one, than a bottle of Pappy's sitting there on the shelf. Not happening. Jeff, too, I'm glad he brought this up, too. This is one of my favorites, and again, I have a vivid memory of this game, this rivalry, but one game in specific. Jeff, too, Bill, might not be the biggest game, but between this next season, 22 and 25, the Backyard Brawl returns. West Virginia will be going to Pitt this season. They have not played since 2011. Biggest game ever was 07. Richie Rodd going for a national championship appearance. Last game, Saturday night, a bad Pitt team, and they go there and they lose the game. Somehow, Pitt defends and shuts down Pat White, Stevie Slayton, and Richie Rodd calling the plays. None of us to this day are quite sure how the bleep, and profanity would be really appropriate here, how the bleep that happened, but the bleep happened. Vividly that game. West Virginia fans, every time I bring it up, literally send me messages. Bill, I was having a pretty good day. Thank you. You just ruined it. My day just went to the toilet, Bill, because of you. Bringing that moment up, what a freaking nightmare, Bill. That was a nightmare. That was a Richie Rodd nightmare. Remember, Richie Rodd was about a little over a year, maybe more than that, but less than 2 years removed from privately taking the Alabama job and then turning it down. Leaving it to, let's go try Nikki one more time. Yeah, let's give Nikki one more crack. This is probably number 18, but let's try Nikki one more time. And this time they got Nikki. Yeah, Richie Rodd, man. That's when Richie Rodd was right there on top. Isn't that not amazing? How do you go from Rich Rodd having one game away from a national championship appearance at West Virginia to right now he's coaching, what is he, coordinating at, is it McNeese? How do you go from there to there? Remember those offenses with Pat White and Stevie Slayton? Exhilarating to watch. I mean, seriously, I would watch West Virginia with those two, and literally I would have goosebumps watching that offense. It was so, again, exhilarating to watch. It could be second and 20 from their own 20, and one of those two houses it from 80. At any moment in the game. It was so fun to watch, man. So much fun. It just goes to show you, man, when you have those moments like that or you capture something like that, relish it. You don't get that a lot. Yeah, you don't get that a whole lot. Well, down in Alabama, Bill, Google Pappy Van Winkle. The first bottle is 20 years old, and he says, the one that I see is 60K. Wow. See, you got to have that. You gotta have that. When people come over your house, you got to have that just to tease them. Like, hey, I didn't mean for you to see this, but look what I've got. See that? That's Pappy. Clyde up in Detroit. Bill, when I come in February, do you recommend Bob's Steakhouse? Is it as good as the commercial says? Yes, 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 yes. That's my recommendation. Can't wait to meet you, Clyde. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, sir. All right, we'll get one more break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now on 24 as we check it out live here at Briley Parkway. All that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro still holding up right now as far as interstate accidents. Sure, we've seen a couple of fender benders in the last 10, 15 minutes. 600 block of Bell Row, that should be out of there in a few more minutes. Hey, PensacolaBeach.com has everything under the sun to help you plan out your next getaway. Check it out online today at PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting your cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com right now for free screening resources and recommendations from the American Cancer Society. Don't wait. Early detection can save your life. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com today. cancerscreeninfo.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and lots of news coming out of Kolig Racing, Stewart Haas Racing, plus we hear from driver Joey Logano and that next-gen NASCAR race car. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Joey Logano, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny, high near 28. Mostly clear tonight, low around 17. Sunny tomorrow, high near 46. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms, low around 42. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
People have asked me through the years, Bill, when you started the SiriusXM show, actually it was just Sirius, and then they merged and it was SiriusXM for the show. But first couple of years it was just Sirius. What did you find that surprised you? Because, again, they called and they said, Bill, would you do a college football show? This came from New York City, and they didn't really think it would work, but might as well give it a try. I knew it worked immediately. And doing the show, nothing surprised me. I knew it would be incredibly successful and all that. But I would say the biggest surprise, or one of them, was the passion from West Virginia fans. The absolute passion of West By God fans. Because we got started when Richie Rod was just getting rolling. And it was incredible to watch. And that fan base was as rowdy and boisterous as any big-time SEC, Big Ten school, whatever. Okay? I didn't know that. I did not know they had that in them. And then when I went and visited and did the show there, and Hoagie was just now taking over for our boy Billy Stewart. Bill, by the way, Billy had passed away. And just being there. And this was August camp. I mean, come on. Just the people I would run into and that came by to see us, or Billy Stewart's wife calling to thank me for being a friend. I mean, just that took me by surprise. I did not know West Virginia had that in them, that they were such a bigger than I thought and boisterous and very emotional fan base. That one got me. That one I did not realize. I knew all the other fan bases. I pretty much have them all pegged. That one grabbed me and said, hey, Billy, you need to recognize us. We're more than you think. And they were right. Jeff, too, not to make West by God fans feel any worse, but West Virginia, Bill, was a 28.5-point favorite in that Pitt game in Morgantown. Pitt was 4-7, win that game, and they go on to play Ohio State for the Natty that year. 28.5-point favorite, and they held that West Virginia team to 9 points. 9 freaking points. There's a lot of hate between Ohio and West Virginia. How many of you know that? Now, the backyard brawl, Pitt, West Virginia, yeah. But Ohio and West Virginia, there's always a lot of hate there. Rob up in Ohio, 614 Rob. Come on, Bill. West Virginia in the 90s didn't play anybody. Big East football, Bill, was horrible. Oh, but we're talking 07. I know what you mean, though. All right, Rowdy is in Texas. Now, that could be somewhere in far west Texas. That could be over by Louisiana. God knows. Rowdy, what's up?
Yeah, it's Fort Worth, Bill.
I think we all know where that is.
Big game. talking about Rich Rod, he coaches the Warhawks in Monroe, Louisiana, is where he is now. Or at least he is. I think maybe he was up for another job, but
right.
I think he's still...
I think you're right.
Louisiana Monroe. But,
yes. Wow.
Enjoyed listening to the gentleman from Notre Dame. What I noticed watching the Fiesta Bowl, it appears the Irish are a little bit deficient at the wide receiver position. They had an outstanding tight end. I believe he's going pro.
Michael Mayer's got another year. Yeah, he's a true sophomore. But you're right, though. He's probably the best tight end.
He is incredible, but the other wide receivers, they were okay, but
you are right.
I think not real difficult.
You're right, and their secondary could not keep up with your Cowboys.
Well, and Coach Gundy, I think he just wore the Irish out. We wore them, we got behind, I think 28-7, and then as time went on, we just wore down the Irish and. Eventually put them away, but it's a good game. The Irish, I think they're going to be better, but they just got to, again, recruit some faster, in my opinion, a little faster wide receivers.
You're right.
But
you are correct.
It was a good ball game, and I'll just say one more thing about the Cowboys. I think we've got a stable program. The team down in Norman, I think, is in disarray. I think they'll be in disarray for a while, so I look for the Cowboys to stay on top of the Sooners here for the next few years. So,
Rowdy, stay in touch, buddy.
Should be interesting. Okay.
Appreciate the call. Big Cowboy fan there. Greg Polk just texted me. Richie Rod took the job at Jacksonville State. I don't even think I knew that. I'm pretty sure I didn't, or I would have brought it up. Dang, how do you, and Jacksonville State's been a good program, so I'm not trying to slight them, but how do you go from 28.5-point favorite in 07 to playing in a national championship game to the rest of the – well, he left from Michigan. That's a big-time job. Give you that. Cynthia down on the coast said she lived in West Virginia at the time when all this was going on. Playing explain, Kiffin, Richie Rodd was the offensive coordinator at ULM under Terry Bowden, but he just took the job at Jacksonville State. Okay. Stand corrected. All right. We've got to get out of here. Maybe go search out some Pappies. See if I can find me some Pappies somewhere. Maybe a Publix has it. Just retail. $50. Patton underscore Cook. Bill is King on Twitter. Market's green right now. If you happen to be playing around and you're on the long side, you're probably doing pretty well this morning. Don't short the electric car company called Tesla. Don't do it. Elon Musk will come to your house if he finds this out. Lodgepole.